Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
That's the sound that you heard from the Waddles house when you saw the second half of Bears and Giants. Those are the sounds being made by all Bears fans.
What were you guys going to say? Were you guys cheering in the Silverman household?
No, we were not.
You were screaming at the defense. I know you.
I swore on Twitter, which I very rarely
do. Well, you swore twice on Twitter.
I did, yes.
Were you drunk?
No. I'm just easing back into wine lately.
I don't think Greeny would ever swear on Twitter.
You're probably right. So as we told you, Greeny texted Adam Abdallah, and you listen to Greeny every day, noon to two, right here on ESPN 1000. He has been a friend of the show for years and years and years, a friend of everyone here in Chicago, since he worked his way up through our city as a radio reporter to a TV anchor, and then eventually making his way to a television anchor and then outstanding radio host. But he is doing something that our longtime friend Bruce Levine used to do to us, and that was text the producer and say, I have something for you, and then it's sort of a guessing game as to what he has for us. So Greeny is ready to join us on the Corona Hotline.
With a surprise.
Yeah, hi, Greeny.
Boys, hello. I hope this isn't a letdown. I did not mean it to be quite so tantalizing in the tease as that, although people have suggested that I'm good with radio teases, so perhaps this would just fall in line with that. I just, you know, every now and again, because as you say, I consider myself a Chicagoan in spirit. But, of course, I can help bring you guys some national perspective. So yesterday I did a Twitter poll in which I listed four teams that have started the season 0-2. And I asked the people who follow me to vote on which they think was the likeliest to still make the playoffs. And parenthetically, the Houston Texans wound up being the choice of the majority of people. But it was close. It was somewhat evenly distributed. Today, I have a Twitter poll up that asks, which of these 2-0 teams would you bet will miss the playoffs? And I list the Bears, the Bills, the Rams, and the Cardinals. And I will tell you that while I expected the Bears to probably get more votes than any other team, that as of right now, the Cardinals have 12% of the vote, the Rams have 5%, the Bills have 5%, and the Bears have 78% of the vote, with almost 18,000 people having voted already, and that will be a lot more. So I just wanted to give you guys the sort of the national perspective that people are not buying into what they've seen so far from 2-0.
Yeah, Greeny, we saw that. We've talked about it, and it's not surprising to us. Like, there are a lot of people who come to us and say, look, I want my victory Monday. I want no complaining. They're 2-0. Stop complaining. But Waddle and I have higher expectations. We're not fans of your Jets. I'm not saying the Bears are the Patriots, but we have a higher expectation after 18 of just being 8-8. So, and Waddle and I, even though they're 2-0, are a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
Yes, we're a little bit concerned.
No, I think there's reason to be a lot concerned, but the one thing I will say, so I'll say two things. One is anyone who is dissatisfied with the 2-0 that you are has not watched the New York Jets play football so far. I would give anything to be rooting for a team that had beaten two bad teams and not as decisively as you would have liked. So that's A. B, as we all know, one of the ways to get into the playoffs is to beat the bad teams on your schedule. So as underwhelming as it has appeared, and I will grant I agree with that, I still say 2-0 is 2-0, and I think there is enormous room for it to get better. I continue to sit here from a distance, and you guys know because we've had this conversation before. I was on the Mitch Trubisky train for a very long time, probably a lot longer than most other people have been. I have now come to believe that has a shelf life. And I think that when they make that switch this year, which I believe they will make, and you guys are a lot closer to it than I am, but I believe they will make it sooner rather than later. Maybe there is there is really another gear this thing can kick into. And at that point, having banked two somewhat sloppy wins against bad teams might wind up feeling a little more important than it feels right now.
Who did you vote for on this, on your own Twitter?
Yeah, I don't vote on this, because once I vote, that what I learned the hard way is that if I vote, because I'm the one who sets up the poll, and the second anyone sees it on Twitter, they see the percentages, and I don't want you to see them, so I don't get a chance to vote. If I were to vote on this poll, I'll give you guys a little behind-the-scenes story. As I was getting ready to post it, the producer of Get Up sent me a note and said, you know, Greeny, it might be a little too obvious it's the Bears. Why don't you take them off of the list and put another one of the 2-0 teams on there like the Raiders? But I wanted to put the Bears in there because I feel it'll give me a good reason tomorrow, both on TV and radio, to talk about the Bears, who I think are a very interesting team to this point. So if I were to look at those four teams, honestly, I don't think the Rams are going to make the playoffs.
Really?
So I think the Cardinals will. I think the Bills will. I wouldn't bet my house that the Bears don't have another gear they can kick this thing into. Is the mood that bleak in Chicago right now? Let me try and get a little finger on the pulse.
Honestly, I don't think it is. I think that there's a group that's thrilled. I think we're all thrilled they're 2-0, but like, I think that there is a large group of fans that want to see them play better against better teams before you get all in. Like, you know, the defense gave up 430-some yards to a Detroit team that we expected to handle pretty easily. And, oh, by the way, if Swift, the rookie, doesn't drop the ball in the end zone, Bears lose that game.
Right.
And then this game, you know, they came out, Mitch looked great in the first half, then they went scoreless against just a horrible Giants defense. And they had to hang on and sweat through the final play of that game as well. So I think that there is some, to be kind, I think people are cautiously optimistic.
I think that's probably right. Even cautiously optimistic right now is probably too optimistic for what we've seen through the first 2 weeks of a season. But I'll say again, I was taken aback by the number. 78%?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big number. I mean, the world is that fast to buy in right now to the Rams in a very tough division, to Josh Allen, who has so far beaten the Jets and the Dolphins, who I don't think will win six games this year. So I think there's a lot left to be seen there. I think the Cardinals are the goods. That kid Kyler Murray is unbelievable, and the DeAndre Hopkins trade is going to wind up being one of the unbelievably significant acquisitions we've seen in the NFL in a really long time. They're going to go from 1-15 to maybe winning that division in the span of 2 years.
Greeny, so I'll give you a number that leads you to believe that sometimes numbers do lie, and I'm sure you know this, but the majority of people probably don't. As impressive as Kyler Murray and the Cardinals have been, would it surprise you to know that Kyler Murray's quarterback rating is 83.1?
Which is low.
Right.
Why is it so low?
Well, because he's got two touchdown passes and two interceptions, and yet he has still found a way to lead his team to a 2-0 record, and he's been dynamic in the process.
See, that's his passer rating, so that doesn't take into account his running.
Correct.
Right. And that's why the QBR, which is ESPN stat, I don't have it. I got it for you.
It's actually higher than his quarterback rating. His QBR is 83.4. His quarterback rating is 83.1.
Right, and the quarterback rating is up to like 140, and the QBR only goes up to 100.
Right.
And that's because here's what I think, guys. Kyler Murray, when I watch him run, people will compare him to the great running quarterbacks. He's Steve Young, he's Lamar Jackson, he's Michael Vick, whoever you want to put in there. To me, when he's running with the football, he looks like Barry Sanders. The way he moves, the fluidity with which he moves, and maybe it's just a function of his size. It's like if Barry Sanders was a quarterback, that's what he would have looked like. And I think he's tremendous. I think Kyler Murray is going to be absolutely tremendous if he isn't already.
Greeny, speaking about running quarterbacks, I was on the Cam Newton bandwagon during the offseason, and not many people wanted to join me. There were lots of injury questions, and the NFL just followed the leader. They all turned their back on him, especially with COVID and everything like that. And I've heard many analysts on your show get up, say, hey, this is bad that the entire league let the Patriots get in on this. And there are teams like the Bears that should have jumped in for the low cost that it would have been. If you were still in Chicago, would you be angry that they didn't bring Cam Newton in?
I would say no. I wouldn't be angry only because no one did it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was an obvious move. There were legitimate questions. I mean, the reality is there were legitimate questions. And the only thing I'll say as one who has rooted for a team in the AFC East all of my life is that nothing could be more Belichick than signing that guy for the minimum and him being great. And it is just sort of my lot in life that if that guy had signed almost anywhere else, it wouldn't have worked out that well. And by the way, he hasn't gotten through the season healthy yet. So I understand the frustration. And clearly, through 2 weeks, would you rather have Cam Newton or Mitch Trubisky? It's a rhetorical question. But let's just wait and see how the season plays out. Let's see where Trubisky is. And again, where do we stand? Let me do a little show prep if I can here at the expense of the show. Where do we stand on the Foles thing right now? Like, what is the expectation relative to how and when that happens?
I think that the fact that they've won two games is going to buy Mitch some more time, but I don't think it buys him, like, weeks. I think if, for whatever reason, they see him struggle fairly significantly over the course of a full game and it costs them a game, I think it is possible they would change. The thing I think, Greeny, is that the offense they're running for Mitch right now is designed for Mitch. The offense that they would run for Nick Foles is different. So I don't think a mid-game switch is as likely as giving them a full week to kind of switch things up. And when that happens, I think the first 2 weeks have bought Mitch a little extra time than I anticipated when the season kicked off.
Greeny, let me give you my prediction, because we made predictions before the year. Mitch has to go into Atlanta and keep up with a desperate Falcons team. I don't think they can. Week four, the Colts come to town, the same Colts team that had Kirk Cousins look miserable. I think Mitch gets benched during the Colts game. Foles comes in and rallies them, and then you're going to get a Thursday night matchup in week five of Brady versus Foles in a rematch of the Super Bowl.
Wow. I like the dramatic arc of your story, Sylvia. I like it. Look, I you guys are so much closer to the situation than I am that for me to give you my opinion seems ridiculous. But the feeling I've always gotten watching this from the distance is that you just described the difference in the two offenses. The coach wants to run the Foles offense.
Yes.
Like, that's his offense. That's what I remember I was covering the Bears when Dave Wannstedt became the coach. And this is when I learned that Wannstedt came in, and one of the things that I think he got wrong, and I like Dave a lot. I've gotten to know him over the years. He's a good guy. And he didn't do a terrible job with the Bears, certainly not at the beginning. And Tommy, you were obviously, a part of this.
Yeah.
But I always felt like he had it in his head what he wanted his team to look like.
Right.
And despite the fact that he didn't really have the right players to do it.
Guilty.
He tried to make that happen. And what a really good coach does is you adapt whatever your scheme is, whatever your plan is, to the talent that you have. And I think what happens is people who wait a long time to finally get that shot, they think to themselves, they've been waiting all their lives. When I get my own team, this is what I'm going to do. This is how we're going to play. And he comes in, walks into a team where the quarterback is Mitch Trubisky. So if they played the way the Bills play, where Sean McDermott has created an offense in which Josh Allen is thriving, and then you go out, you make the big deal to get yourself like a real legit receiver who scares people in Stephon Diggs, and now all of a sudden Josh Allen through 2 weeks looks like an entirely different player. I don't know that was out of the question. But at the end of the day, I think that the offense that they're going to run when Foles becomes the quarterback is the one that the coach wants to run, and that, to me, will hasten the decision.
The moral of the story is Dave Wannstedt was disappointed that I wasn't Michael Irvin. That's the moral of the story.
I didn't want to say it that way, but I think that is probably pretty close to right. I think he found a lot of disappointment. there were a lot of players that they had in Dallas that he didn't have when he got here.
Right.
And again, like people, I don't know how well people remember it. I mean, obviously you guys remember it, but you guys were pretty good that first year and made the playoffs the second year. This was exactly when I was covering it.
Yeah.
So I was around for that. Went up to Minnesota and won a playoff game on New Year's Day, as I recall. And,
yep.
Went out to San Francisco, and that didn't go so well.
Nope.
But it wasn't all terrible. I like to defend Dave when I can because everyone in Chicago makes fun of him. He didn't do as bad a job, I think, as people remember.
Greeny, this was a nice surprise. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Thanks, Greeny.
I'm always around, and I'm delighted to catch up. And again, if you want to vote on this Twitter poll,
everybody in Chicago, go vote for somebody else so the Bears get a little support at ESPN Greeny, because I'm going to put this poll up on TV tomorrow, and I'm afraid of what it's going to look like.
There you go. Well, nice. You know, some of us are cynical, so a lot of Chicago may be voting on the Bears, so don't be surprised about that.
All right, boys.
See you, Greeny.
Thanks, Greeny.
There's Mike Greenberg every day, noon to 2 on ESPN 1000. He wanted to talk about his poll.
He knows that when we all vote on it, that we can see the percentages.
Yes, yes.
Right?
That was the joke that we had when Odalo said to me, like, he was, like, it wasn't a regional poll. This, we all follow him.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how Twitter works.
We led the show actually talking about that, yeah. there is something I want to bring up to you guys, though. Then don't forget Would You Rather coming up at 4:30. So send us your...
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Celebrating the return of sports to Chicago. Every day we're highlighting one of the best sports bars in the Chicagoland area. Today, we salute the Lodge Tavern downtown. Text Sam Adams to 31996 for your chance to win a Sam Adams summer cooler. The Lodge Tavern and Sam Adams helping you celebrate the return of sports.
If those walls could talk, right? I mean, we've heard so many famous stories.
Yeah.
About 3 a.m. at the Lodge.
Yes, I think
famous people.
Sut used to tell us a bunch of them.
Sut, right? I think there was a famous Josh Beckett story from the 03 NLCS.
Really?
That he was spotted like the day before Game 7 at the Lodge, and then he told everyone that he was going to. I think it was a Brenneman story, and that he was going to pitch the next day, and sure enough, he did.
Our generation has many different stories about the Lodge.
What?
You want to go to the Lodge? No, I'm not trying for Cougs tonight.
Coug City.
Oh, really?
Yes,
that's
right.
What it is?
Yeah.
Division
trying
is...
trying to find a sugar mama tonight? Let's go to the Lodge.
The Lodge.
I want someone to buy me drinks.
That's just outside the Viagra Triangle, right?
Right. This
north
is on
it,
Division.
Yeah.
It's
Division.
It's Division. You know this area.
Mother Hubbard's.
Now, Waddle, when you were playing, Division was the hot spot, right?
Yeah, yes. It was still hopping pretty good.
Yeah, the Lodge. Yeah. The Lodge is
the Lodge was a late-night place. Prior to that, it was like there was other places that you would go.
I think you could find like a Tim Floyd at the Lodge late while he was coaching the Bulls, drowning his sorrows, saying, Jerry Krause, why did he have to pick me? Now I don't like him.
You guys want a mask update real quick?
Oh, did
according
they get...
to Adam Schefter, both coaches from last night have been fined $100,000.
You think?
I also saw that one of our friends who's a Raiders fan texted us and said about that Gruden said that he had COVID in July. I don't know if you read the story that he sent us, Waddle, but nobody followed that question up or that answer up. So nobody said to him, well, John, when did you have COVID? And then the writer of the story who wrote it texted Gruden, and he did not get a response. I'm skeptical, is what I say.
You're skeptical that he had it?
Yes. I think he's trying to paint you a picture where he wasn't going to get fined $100,000. I had COVID back in July. Well, like what the story was is at the beginning of training camp in early August is when they said to the team that coach is in here. Surprise, he has COVID. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Coach Gruden is COVID. Knock on wood if you're with me. I remember that? I mean, it was so silly. I mean, he's a hell of a coach, but he is a weird dude.
Yeah, he's eccentric.
So,
how do you think Mark Davis celebrated a win? Like, I mean, is he, like I said, is he going to get a prime rib at Golden Nugget afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, he spent a ton of money. How much did he spend on that stadium?
Ooh,
was that taxpayer money?
Yeah, I don't think that was him. I mean, don't
Vegas
you remember?
Put that up?
Yeah, I think they were having cash flow issues, weren't they, in Oakland? I thought
that they
had money problem.
Yes, they were.
The Raiders did.
Yeah. Did you hear, too, that Gruden had a call at the line where they said Mark Davis?
Oh, I did not see that.
You didn't hear that?
I did not
hear that.
You could hear that. Yeah, there were a couple different fun ones.
$1.8 billion
Woo! Yeah, that didn't come out of Mark Davis's pocket.
Yeah, but that's a bargain compared to what they put out there billion? In Los Angeles.
Now, did Stan, what's his name?
Kroenke.
Yeah. Did he spend his own money on that? Wow.
I'm telling you, this is like the undertone conversation. We had it earlier than most because of Brian Hanley's connection to the radio station, and it was his sort of tweet, and people who told me that Arlington's for sale and that they, like, who would buy it, and maybe the Bears would buy it. They've been interested. Like, people think it's, there are some who think it's crazy to ever want to leave the city. Like, if you guaranteed me that you could build a stadium like they built in Vegas and like they built in L.A.
Bring it on.
And it's 80,000 and it's a retractable roof and it's a real field, not artificial turf, where you can, you know, have the grass grow. Bring it.
Yeah, I like it. Like the thought.
And get to Arlington Heights and you got the train line right there. You have a lot of the interstates that lead there. And I'd happily say goodbye. Chris, we've talked. This was before you joined the show. You're a season ticket holder. Are you on board for this?
Yeah, 100%. You know why? Because this city deserves better. Playing on the lakefront is cool. Love it. There's history there. I appreciate all of that, being a lifelong Bears fan and understanding that my family's had the privilege to have season tickets, many of those years being at Soldier Field on the lakefront and also at Wrigley Field. But let's be honest, Chicago should host Final Fours. Chicago should host Super Bowls and big events like that. And to do so, you need a new state-of-the-art stadium that has a roof that would allow you to do so.
If Indy can do this, we should be able to.
Minneapolis? Yeah, that stadium was incredible. Yeah, Dahl and I were at the Final Four there. It was awesome.
Yeah, the only thing that Minneapolis doesn't have is the retractable.
Sylvie, I don't even need the retractable. Who cares?
Yeah. No, if you're going to do it right.
Well, why? In Los Angeles and in Vegas, they have the clear ceiling. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, ideally, if you're asking me what I would want if we're paying $2 billion, give me a one where it's when it's 70 degrees outside. Well,
for the two games in September,
football.
And then what? You close it the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah. Just close it off. Mm.
Listen, I having played out there, it was great. I loved Soldier Field because of just the history. But, I was done before they rehabbed it. Like, the facility itself was, and like, there was nothing special about, like, the locker rooms or anything like that.
No, absolutely.
And the field, when we played, I remember going down there. I think we played the 91 playoff game against the Cowboys that we lost. I think it was a Saturday game. We came down on the field on a Wednesday to practice, you know, kind of get the feel for the field. It was brown. There was, like, no grass left on it. We came out for warm-ups on Saturday. They had painted it Kelly Green.
You're like, what? How did this happen?
Whoa, you grew grass. No, we just painted it. I mean, like, the history there was unbelievable, and it was just, it was the coolest experience, and I feel so blessed. But, like, there were no creature comforts at that time. I think they've made it significantly better for everyone involved.
The advancements in the stadium is astronomical.
Yeah, for sure. But, Sylvie, like, I would have more attachment if we still had the old seating bowl. Like, the fact that Soldier Field doesn't even look like what Soldier Field looks like when you go back in the history books, to me, it doesn't matter anyway to begin with. Like,
and remember, a lot of the Bears' history was at Wrigley, not at Soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not talking about all the years at Soldier either. I know it's a historical venue by city standards, and it's been around forever. Look, The retractable roof, too, don't forget. If you have summer concerts, you're outdoors. You can make it outdoors. You could do multiple events outside during the summer, not just for football games for the two or three times that it's nice out. I'm just telling you, if it's perfect, why not a retractable roof and you're going to spend that much money? 312-332-3776. Last call for Would You Rather. You can tweet them to us. You can also take part in our Twitch channel in the chat aspect of Twitch. If you've got a Would You Rather, head to twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So we've got Would You Rather coming up, and there's something that David Ross wants to do with Chris Bryant that I'm against. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olsen here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Nick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
Would you rather each and every Tuesday around 4:30, you ask us your best either-or question. Would you rather this or that? We'll read them, and then the winner will get a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors, located at the corner of
Grand and Western.
And they pass the savings on to you the way it should be. They've got everything, whether you want some Tito's, you want some White Claw, you want some Coors Light, you want some Miller Light, you want some Corona, whatever you'd like. They've got it, and they'll pass the savings along to you. Do you know what I walked up to? What I just walked up to?
What do you mean you walked up?
Everyone thinks it's great to work from home, but you see.
Oh, you walked upstairs and there was a fight between your two boys.
No, I wish.
There's a very muscular delivery man in your foyer.
There was no muscular. No, it had nothing to do with that.
All right.
Braxton had an M&M lodged in his nose. Yeah, you laugh over there.
Was he distressed or was he giggling about it?
Yeah, they melt in your mouth and apparently in your nose.
So was
too.
He bothered by it? Was he frantic? Oh, he was.
Yes.
I didn't know. Maybe he was laughing about it.
My wife made him snot it out, like you know. What do you call it? The farmer's blow.
Yeah, farmer's blow.
So it's just crazy.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, he was.
He went right back into the M&M dish too, didn't he?
Like
he
didn't. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, get rid of the one in my nose. I'm gonna go get a handful for my mouth.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I'll tweet out a picture in a little bit. What do we have, boys?
We'll start with one from Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Wave Waddle. Wave to the people.
Hey, people.
Twitch, what's up?
Hi. I'm waiting for the wave. Oh, there
I
it
did.
Is.
Like, it's a delay.
Rubbing his face? What are you rubbing your face?
I had to scratch my nose.
What are you rubbing
your
over
face?
There?
You're not supposed to touch your face.
Yeah.
It's my face. I'll touch it as often
again.
As I Look. Want.
Again, with the nose.
Yeah. Use some sanitizer over there. Use some sanitizer.
It's my face and my hand.
Sanitizer.
What's the difference?
Exactly.
But you have germs in there from the other people. Again, with the nose.
I just washed my hands. I went to the bathroom and washed my hands.
You touched the counter, though. And the microphone.
Okay, if I die, I die. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Okay.
You sound like John Gruden with no
I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know what? I try to be
Kirk
as clean
Cousins
as
over
possible.
There.
Like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to wash my hands every time I touch something.
Anyway, would you rather walk with Cap for his 29-mile unity walk or have to use a poop knife to cut your steak dinner?
Oh, 100%.
I'm walking 29 miles.
Poop knife.
Yeah.
Poop knife. Totally.
Yeah, no, we're talking knife. A nine-hour walk. I'm talking one steak dinner versus one nine-hour walk.
And you're
walk
worried
here.
About me scratching my nose with my own finger and you want to eat
my poop.
Can I ask a
this
question?
This is my finger.
Can you wear headphones?
Ooh, yeah.
On the walk?
For your cutting of your steak with a poop?
Would right? you, no, sure. Did you actually play anything in the headphones or were you just put them on so he didn't talk to you?
Yeah, it's what I do on the train.
You know, listen, Cap likes to talk, but he likes to have multiple conversations.
Yeah.
So he's done with you fairly quickly, and then he's on his phone, he's making another call.
Well, he can't do that while he's walking. You got to be aware of where you're walking.
Well,
I was
going to
say,
he's gonna talk
what are the odds? What are the odds that he trips in the first mile because he doesn't see something because he's looking at Twitter on his phone, and then he can't complete the last?
My guess is
it's going to
is there's going to be no like hand devices, right?
What do you mean, no hand devices?
Well, he's not going to be looking device. At his
are you
phone.
Yes, like, he is.
Have an iPad
use your
with
earpiece.
He's going to have one of those things on where he's got the phone in front of him.
No way.
And it's like attached to his head.
Listen, what time's he starting?
Right after the show.
Okay, so it's at 10 a.m. How long is the walk? 29 miles.
They said nine hours if you walk. You
well,
continue to walk.
Okay,
can you
so
walk
like,
at brisk pace?
Okay, so like the last, it's going to be more than 9 hours, okay? So the last bit of it's going to be in the dark. Is he going to be able to look at his phone walking in the dark?
Well, you know they glow. You understand how the iPhone works.
I do understand that, but like the glowing phone really doesn't help you for like 5 to 10 feet in front of you in the dark.
You
it's not a flashlight unless you turn on the flashlight
feature. I mean, there's street lights, right? He's not going to be walking through the wilderness.
No,
he's not
but
in the like, woods. Yeah.
Okay.
Lyle is very confused.
Okay,
by
time
this.
Out. Time out.
If he's you walking down the street,
if you walk down Ridge Road, that my road is off of.
Yeah, give us your address.
There's very little lighting out there.
Right, but for the most part, he's going to be on main thoroughfares.
Yeah,
like I think the lakefront. He's going to walk and.
I still wouldn't want to be making that long walk in the dark for the last several miles.
Will Cap have a pace car? Will he have people with him?
I think he's trying to recruit,
I think he's trying to get security.
Uh-huh. I would think.
For,
I mean,
for what?
A walk?
Wait a second. Well, I'm talking about being able to walk in the dark with lights, and now all of a sudden he needs a security team?
Well, that would be odd to say I want to unify people, but I need a security guard to do it.
Yeah, those mean streets of Northbrook he's going to be walking through.
Poor guy.
Well, to get there, you got to go through Lake Forest and then into Lake Bluff.
Yeah, you know, the rough and tumble streets of Lake Forest.
Yes, and by that,
watch
by
out
the
for
way,
bears.
I think you're going to have to go through Kenilworth, through Winnetka, through Wilmette, and then into Northbrook, and then the mean streets of Lake Forest, and you end up in Lake Bluff.
Oh, no.
Wow. I'll be there at the finish line. That's all I'm saying. We'll be there. I'm going to make up a sign. Because we live in the same area. We're just like a block or two away.
You may have to carry him to the finish line.
No chance. No, I can't do that.
Have we as a station secured a drone to follow him the entire way so we can watch this? Seriously, I'll watch this the entire day.
If a Cap tracker?
Yes, if we have a drone on him on like a Periscope feed or a Twitch feed, I'll watch it.
I'll tell you what, it'll be way more interesting than that dumb stunt that magician tried to pull.
Oh, yeah, on the
David
balloons.
David Blaine.
With the balloons up in the air.
I'll watch a dude trying to walk 29 miles before I do watch a guy strapped
go 29,000 feet in the air?
He was strapped in with a parachute.
I watched it.
Is he going to cheat at all? I've asked you guys this.
Rosie Ruiz.
Right, and just say, well, listen, this happened, so I had to. It was raining, so what do you want me to do? I didn't know it would be raining.
Okay. You get the point, Unity. Okay. You get the point.
I'm wearing a Cubs Sox jersey, Unity.
So there may be, like, if the pace slows down, he may spend the last 4 hours walking in the dark.
What's the weather forecast supposed to be? I mean, does this go off at rain or shine?
I would think
so.
Poncho.
I mean, Unity doesn't occur only on a sunny day, brother.
Yeah. It's a 62 and partly sunny right now.
All right.
For Tuesday. That's good walking weather
it
right
It is
there.
Good walking weather. No back sweat on that day.
We need a storm or two.
This is going to be good a week from today.
Yeah.
Donate, though. It's a great cause. I retweeted the link earlier today.
Pat Boyle says that Cap said he is going to watch Sox Cubs playoff games on his iPad during his walk.
Yeah, that was poor planning on his
part.
He's
totally going to fall.
Day one of
that's
the postseason.
He's going to bail.
Totally
he's going to see it, say he has TV. He's going to bail. He's going to say, I have TV tonight.
TV, I've got a show tonight.
It's more important. What am I supposed to do? It's my job.
This is my point.
Boyle knows that's what's going to happen.
My point is there's no way he can be watching an iPad and walking 29 miles. It will slow you down. You won't get there till midnight.
Can we make a sports book for cap bets, for cap prop bets on the walk?
Yeah, you can house the bets if you want to.
No, I mean, just like you know how we make them up and then we have to answer?
Ooh.
We need to come up with, like, on Thursday or Friday, the best cap prop bets. Because Monday we'll be in Bears mode.
We did the 16 weeks for Nick Foles. Should we do which mile he quits on?
Yes, like the over-under, like all that stuff. People are sending some over-unders right now. I think we do this. We make, like, does Cap fall? Does he get jumped?
What?
I'm just asking.
In the mean streets of
You have to open up all the bets,
does
you know?
It's going to be Sylvie.
Give me your iPad,
it's going to be Sylvie with the ski mask on.
Someone runs up, kicks him in the shin, takes his iPad.
Not if he has a full security team, as you guys were talking about.
Yeah. We got to come up with some good stuff. Can we do that Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to have him on. It's for a great cause, though.
Oh, right,
of course,
so make sure you donate.
Yeah.
Bernie's book.
Bernie's book bank.
Yes.
I believe Obvious Shirts is going to have some shirts out today for you too. Go.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's great. Joe's awesome. All right, more of the Would You Rathers coming up. We'll talk more Bears. I've got some Chris Bryan information for everybody. All that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we talked a lot about the Caps walk and some of the sports book bets are coming in on that. And then we'll get to a couple more Would You Rathers. Someone wants to know, does Caps stop at Skokie's Kaufman's Deli? Yes is minus 180, no is plus 230. Ben wants to know, over under on the amount of times Cap posts a picture to Twitter during the walk. He's setting the over under at 15 times.
That's pretty high. 15?
Take you that. Think so in 9 hours?
Come on.
No.
You guys I'm, know Cap. Hold
I do
on.
Know
you know Cap. It would, 15 photos would take some dedication to kind of stick to that item, right?
Has anybody and decided to walk things. With him, or is it just him?
Because here's the thing. Sorry, Waddle. Security is going to walk with him.
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't know.
That's quite a commitment for a security detail as well, unless they're on, like, I got a Vespa they can use. Like, they can ride on it.
They go in shifts, well, like 5 miles
you
at
said
a time.
Shifts,
yeah, right?
Right?
Like, you
like
do
I do have a Vespa. It's a pink one. It's really cool. It runs fast. I can get it at like 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, they have all the scooters in the West Loop now. You can use one of those.
Is this going to be like when there's a presidential parade? There's just going to be Secret Service running along next to him.
Well, it's like when Bill Clinton walked by this State Street studio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago.
That was fantastic.
Wasn't it? And he kind of stopped and waved to us.
Totally. He looked like a lookalike. I was so, like, shocked to see Bill Clinton in front of our studio.
There was Delavitt, like, 20 feet behind him, walking behind him, you know, kind of stalking him, trying to get him in the studio.
I think we'll get...
But you're right. There was only two Secret Service agents with him at the time.
I think we'll get minimum 9 pictures because I am willing to bet the Cap does 1 per mile. Mile 1 in the books. Take that.
Yeah,
mile 2
probably.
In the books.
I
take
think
that.
You're right.
Mile Boy, 3 donate some books. Take that.
Well, I mean, how many would we say? 15? 9 is fewer than 15.
No, I'm saying, but he's doing 29, so he's got to do 29
pictures. 29
miles.
29
pictures.
That's 29, not hours.
Oh, you're going way.
Every mile?
No way.
29
miles.
I think you're right.
Sparkles, no shot.
Every mile he's doing it.
No shot, pal.
What can you read a couple quick would you rather?
Yes, we can. How about from John with no age? He says, would you rather be able to read people's minds or communicate with animals?
I have a question
people's
about
minds.
This. Can I control the animals or am I just able to
nope, communicate
with them?
Communication?
Read people's minds.
Yes.
Yeah, I think reading people's minds would be more useful.
Wouldn't
than
you
want to
know what your dog thinks?
No, not really. Unless I can command animals.
What if dogs had like really profound thoughts?
What if she, I mean, like she poops in the house and is
what if
constantly
she's emotionally
eating
distressed
stuff she shouldn't
eat?
What if they
that?
Hate you, though? Like, right now we have it pretty good with the dogs.
You know what your dog would say right after she pooped in your house?
Yeah. Take that.
Take that.
Yeah. No doubt. Sparky.
Take that.
Take that, Stinky.
What else?
There's one that's been going around that people are commenting a lot on involving...
Was it the Cutler?
Yes.
Cutler?
Yes.
It was from Braggs, I think.
Yes.
It was, would you rather, like, your life depended on it? Do you want Mitch or Cutler? And the answer is Jay.
The answer is
Jay. Going with Cutler.
The answer is Jay.
Right now, the answer is Jay.
Right now? Ever. Ever.
Well, unless Mitch changes.
Hmm. Mm.
We found out yesterday, Sylvie's got like a 20% likelihood factor in for Jay or for Mitch. It just kind
of. That's still a 4 in 5 chance that he fails. I'm giving him a 20% chance
that it all clicks
to grow and to have a longer than 1 more year career with the Bears. You don't think that's fair? What would yours be?
Less than that, just based on pure, like, he doesn't have a contract for 2021.
Right. But he could change that if he grows this year.
Right. And
if anyone's going to give him a contract and overpay him, it's Ryan Pace.
Right. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I'm playing the odds right now. And the odds would say they'd go in a different direction.
Like, think about if he throws for 28 touchdowns. Think about what he paid Tariq Cohen. What do you think he's going to pay Mitch?
He probably
Mitch
will set the record.
28 touchdowns.
$750 million. Like, what did Mahomes got? Half a bill?
Yeah. We have a new bar set for a quarterback. Yeah. Ryan Pace just paid Mitch Trubisky $600 million. 312-332-3776.
Just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse.
Oh, boy. All right, so coming up in 2 minutes, what is the plan with Chris Bryant? I don't think David Ross has it right. I want to throw this off you guys, and you tell me if I'm right or Ross is wrong. That coming up in 2 minutes.